This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that India is seen as a trusted value chain partner and as a country that is focused on inclusive growth. In an interview with a private media channel on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, Mr. Vaishnav informed that India is working on all five layers of artificial intelligence, including AI architecture, application, model, chip, infra and energy. Speaking on the country's semiconductor ecosystem, Mr. Vaishnav noted that out of 10 semiconductor and chip manufacturing plants approved by the government, 4 plants have already begun pilot production in recent months. He added that one of these is going to start commercial production in the last week of February. In Jharkhand, 15 Maoists were killed in an anti-Naxal operation in the Saranda forest of West Singhbhum district following an encounter with CPI Maoist insurgents today. Among those killed were dreaded leader Pati Ram Manji, alias Anil, who carried a bounty of 1 crore rupees, and Rajesh Munda and Bulbul, each carrying a reward of 2 lakh rupees. SP Chaibasa Amit Renu said the encounter took place in the Jarai Kela police station area. Arms and other materials were recovered from the site while search operations are still underway in the forested region. 10 soldiers lost their lives and 11 others injured in a road accident in Doda district of Jammu and Kashmir today. The accident occurred when an army truck skidded off the road at the 9,000-foot high Khanni top along Bhadrava-Chamba interstate road and plunged into a deep gorge. A joint rescue operation by army and police was immediately launched. 4 soldiers were found dead on the spot and 6 soldiers succumbed to injuries later. One of the injured soldiers is under observation in Bhadrava sub-district hospital, while 10 soldiers were airlifted to Udhampur Command Hospital for specialized treatment. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Home Minister Amit Shah, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha and Chief Minister Umar Abdullah have expressed grief over the incident. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan today released the Military Quantum Mission Policy Framework outlining India's roadmap to integrate quantum technologies into the armed forces. The Ministry of Defence said in a statement that the framework aims to harness 4 key pillars: quantum communication, quantum computing, quantum sensing and metrology, and quantum materials and devices across the tri-services to prepare for future battlefields and achieve technological dominance. The Tableau of Information and Broadcasting Ministry at the Republic Day Parade will showcase India's storytelling traditions and the vision of waves. The ministry said in a statement that its Tableau, Bharat Gatha, Shruti, Kriti, Drishti, presents a powerful visual narrative of India's civilizational journey in storytelling, from ancient oral traditions to its emergence as a global content and media powerhouse. The tableau reflects the spirit of Atmanirbhar Bharat, seamlessly blending cultural heritage with technological innovation. Union Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has emphasized that VBG Ramji is introduced to plug loopholes that existed in MNREGA scheme. Addressing media persons in Bengaluru today, the minister said that the new scheme assures of 125 days employment instead of 100 earlier, assures of unemployment allowance, uses technology to prevent corruption and commission, and allows the Gram Panchayat to execute the program. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today highlighted that stronger India-EU relations will de-risk the world economy by cooperating on resilient supply chains and stabilize the global order through stronger trade, mobility and security partnership. Interacting with the ambassadors from EU countries in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar spoke to them about the current state of the world with volatility and instability as the new normal. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar stated that he made a case for stronger India-EU relations, which will reassure the international community. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced that he will meet with US President Donald Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff and entrepreneur Jared Kushner today. That is the end of this news bulletin.